Holy One, grant us wisdom in a world that seems devoid of it. Show us the way we should go. Let us learn from the words that we hear today or in spite of them. Amen. We'll start that in a minute. Yeah, not quite yet. You get videos today. All over the spinning world today, people have begun to think of this as the season of Christmas. In Canberra, Australia, where people walk upside down and it's hot at Christmas time, there are people speaking of Christmas. Until they get to church, and in the church it's the season of Advent. All over the spinning world, people in churches today will hear about Advent, which means beginning. But strangely, it also refers to the ending. It is the beginning and the ending, the end and the beginning. With the birth of hope, one world ends and another begins. With the birth of hope as a tiny child, a story begins that will be the ending. When God is a child, there's joy in our song. Mary, told that she would bear a child, sings that he will cast the tyrants from their thrones and send the rich away empty and raise up the poor. The end of empire, the beginning of justice. The world spins and circles the sun, and surprisingly, the people of Canberra who walk upside down don't fall off. Neither do we, though we are just as likely to fall from here into the endless stars. We celebrate the beginning of the end and the end of this beginning. But honestly, there are days in the midst when we are terrified we might fall off. Whatever is keeping us anchored here is not enough. The changes and shifts in the spinning world are so incredible and so unexpected that we lose a sense of what is up and what is down. And I'd like to show you an example from a classic film called Royal Wedding with Fred Astaire. The scene where Fred realizes he's in love and might be loved. There's more. You can find it on YouTube. And if you don't know how the film is made, you can also find that on YouTube. The filmmakers actually made a room that could turn. And as the room turns, the wall becomes the floor, and then the ceiling, then the other wall. You've heard that Christ turns the world upside down. But maybe, actually, Christ turns us right side up. We know the world is round. We've seen pictures from space. But for most of our lives, we operate as though the world is flat. We know the world spins because the sun rises and sets. But we operate for our own convenience as though it's the sun that moves. We know that the world hurtles through space as the year changes and the seasons change, but we don't and can't see that happening. And we operate most of the time as though the world is solid, stationary, and fixed, because the idea of standing on a spinning ball that hurtles through space at 180,000 kilometers per hour is frankly terrifying, worse than any ride you've refused to get on at the fairground. And our new hope isn't going to change that. The world spins and the seasons change and the young become the old and the foolish, we pray, become wise and those who have been seen as paragons of wisdom are shown as fools. The things we held as truths, unthinking that the earth is flat, that the world is still unstable, are shown to be false. We enter into Advent with hope and celebration, but often unthinking. And Advent is also called the time of preparation. So for today, let's think of Fred Astaire practicing in the turning room, because that dance looks effortless, which was Fred's great talent. But it took days of practice and rehearsal. Otherwise, Fred would end up hanging onto the ceiling light for dear life. And that's so often us. The world has turned, and we're still clutching at the furniture, determined to hold our position in the world, expending enormous effort to stay rooted to that spot that used to be the floor, refusing to believe that it's no longer the floor. And there's a new center of gravity, and we aren't it. Perhaps if we let go of the furniture, we could walk on the wall. And it actually would be easier. But we'd have to admit that the world is turning. And that's why I ask, is Christ here not to turn the world upside down, but to turn us right side up? Is this the time to rehearse how to keep our balance as the world turns? In the Song of the Dance, author Sidney Carter asked that we follow the Lord of the Dance. Dance then, wherever you may be, for I am the Lord of the Dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Our position is going to change, no matter how hard we hang on, and sometimes we won't like it. We aren't and won't be the center. The pictures on the walls are going to fall. We can spend endless time decorating, new carpet, new lamps, to discover they are completely inappropriate if the carpet is now on the ceiling. Christmas decorations, on the other hand, are by their nature movable. They are by their nature transient. They are not permanent. So be prepared in the time of preparation to look beyond the decorations for the sight lines. The purpose of the decorations is to give us orientation, not to restrict our movement. The hope we are given is that Jesus comes to show us how to dance. And the task is to learn to dance on the ceiling, and perhaps to reach out a hand to those who stumble and fall. May it be so. Amen.